everybody. You're listening to the Ride Life Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk all about mountain biking for the ladies. More specifically, about your health, how to ride better, and be stronger. I'm your host, Liz. I'm an active mountain biker and doctor of physical therapy. I'm also owner of The Ride Life. It's a small company providing online fitness for women mountain bikers. Let's get into today's episode.
Are you just now getting into mountain biking and you are a little bit older? Are you a little bit older and you've been mountain biking for years? Either way, these three main tips that I'm going to go through in this video can change your mountain biking and help you to feel so much better on the bike for years to come. The main things that we need to be talking about for you as an older rider are mobility, strength, and your ability to sprint. So when we talk about mobility is not just stretching. Mobility actually comes down to our joints. Are you moving your joints through the full range of motion? As we age, we tend to not move our body into different ranges of motion. We get used to what we do on a day-to-day basis. If you don't work on your mobility, if you don't stretch your joints even more specifically, then you will get more stiff. One of the main areas that we get stiff as mountain bikers and as bikers in general is our upper back. We need to work it and focus on mobility for that. There's a video that I have that's to help with your neck issues, but it goes over three main upper back stretches. Check it out here. The other main area that we need to be focusing on are our hips. Our hips are so important to us as mountain bikers, but a lot of us don't look at how we have to move there. We don't look at where we need to be focusing on that mobility. One of the main stretches that I like to do is a 90-90 stretch for this, and or even just stretching your glutes, making sure your hip flexors are mobile, moving your hip joint through full ranges of motion. There's some easy warm-ups that you can do. One of them is just even being that you go through some of the main motions as you are warming up to get on the bike, as you're warming up to do any of your exercises off the bike, making sure that you can go in and do a deep squat. Are you able to do these things? Do you need to work on your mobility? If you feel tightness in the front parts of your hips, a lot of times that's due from lack of core strength and also lack of external rotation. That's where you think about your femur going out. We need to make sure we get that range of motion and also internal rotation of the hip, because that's one of the main ones that we lose, especially if you're watching this and you're a guy, is that you're losing some of that internal rotation. As we think of any arthritis that builds up in our joints, you lose internal rotation is one of the main signs of that. The other thing is also we lose extension, the ability for your leg to go back. And so making sure that you've got all those range of motions for your hips are so important. So working on your mobility, doing something every day, just simple, easy stretches that are more joint focused than muscle focused. How you know that you're working more joint focused is usually you go into the range and then you come back out. You go into the range, you come back out. So if you're going to do like a knee to chest stretch where you're bringing that knee up to your chest, you don't just hold that knee up there. You kind of do a pulsating that brings it up and down. That's making sure your hip is moving, you're getting a little pelvis movement, you're getting actually even a little low back movement because you're moving things to the end range and then you're coming back from it. When we talk about our hips, it's kind of hard to seclude and just use our hips. One of my favorite exercises for working on the stretch is the 90-90 stretch. You can use a towel, you can use a pillow up underneath your butt, but basically making sure you're getting not only internal rotation and external rotation, but you're doing it on both sides. And you're kind of using your body movement back and forth to help you with getting that pulsating in and out. Again, the more tight you are, the more boost you're going to have underneath your butt to help it happen. Now, let's go into number two. Number two is that you lose power. We lose our kind of quick acting muscles, our ability to engage and go. The first part of that for on our mountain bikes, it comes from our core. As we age, we're used to sitting more. We don't do quite as much on a day-to-day basis, or we do what we're just used to. We get into patterns, we get into habits. I already see it in myself. And so what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're doing the extra things in the side. You're doing your core strength. And this includes not just core exercises, but core strength put into your main workouts. If you're doing deadlifts, that's great. If you're doing single leg deadlifts, that's even better. If you're doing other bent over rows that you're not supporting yourself on the actual bench, those are great. If you're doing other main core exercises, making sure you're not just working your upper abs that you feel, but you're also getting your lower ones. These ones are so important for you to control your pelvis, to control your low back, and that's what's going to help you even more. So keep your hips mobile as you are working, as you're moving, and as you're stretching, as you are wanting that deeper squat, is that we have to have a strong lower core to make that happen. As we talk about for your bike, this strong lower core makes it possible for you to have stability. When we talk about power, we need to have something that we're pushing off from to move something else. So whenever I'm pushing from the ground to jump forward, I have a stable base that I'm pushing from. If I put socks on and I tried to push off, I would lose traction and I wouldn't go as far because I don't have that stable base to push from. When we're on our bike, our stable base to push from is our trunk because we need to move our legs and we need to have our arms nice and free and not pull on the handlebars. If you find yourself pulling on your handlebars a lot, usually it comes down to you need to work a little bit more on your core strength. I'm not just talking about front, back, it's your cylinder as a whole, your diaphragm, and also your pelvic floor. All those work together to help you with having a strong, stable base to pull from, to push from with your legs. This also helps you use your glutes a little bit more. Number three, one of the main other ways that you can help yourself as you are feeling your age on your mountain bike is that we need to work on our sprints. We need to work on the ability to go from our slower, easier pace, our comfortable pace, and we need to make sure that we can get up those roots and rocks. We need to make sure that we can get up those punchy climbs. And so we need to sprint. You need to work on that sprint. The ability to put power down into your pedals. This kind of combines with number two, because if you don't have your proper core strength, then your sprints are going to really suffer. And so making sure that you have your core strength, you have your mobility that you need, and now you combine those two to help you with your sprints on the bike. Making sure that you actually practice this. Sprinting for 15 seconds a couple times in a row is a great way to include this kind of this pressure, this work, this anaerobic capacity that you need for mountain biking. Work on it. Get your sprints down. Make sure you put it into work on the trail and even on your trainer because it's winter time now, and make it happen. Sprinting is huge for your ability to make yourself feel better on the bike. Now that you got all of those three things put together, making sure that you're also doing some extra cross training. Again, this is where your core strength comes in. This is where your mobility comes in, but making sure you're actually getting your body stronger as a whole. After age 30, we kind of get on what I call an escalator. If you don't work towards it, towards getting stronger, towards putting more effort into things, you actually lose it. And so as we get older and older from that, as we age, the escalator turns up. And so you have to work harder and harder to maintain what you have and actually gain more. That's why it's so much harder to recover from injuries whenever you have just had one and you're a little bit older. But the key is that you can. You can get stronger, you can get faster, you can feel better on the bike. But you have to put in that effort off the bike to make yourself feel so much better on the bike. It takes you a little bit more. If you like this video, I'd love to hear down below. If you have any other comments or suggestions about things that you would like to see in future videos, comment it down and hit that subscribe button. I'd love to know that you enjoyed this and gained from it. Cheers, y'all.
Well, that wraps up another episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please subscribe and also check out the Mountain Biking Ladies Facebook group. Hope you have a wonderful day.